Our latest winter storm is slowly getting underway across eastern New York and western New England. In some areas, it's been a day of mainly light snow and snow showers, and in other areas, it has been a day of waiting for that snow to begin. Well, the storm itself is coming together a little bit better now, so as we move into the evening hours, that's when we're going to see most of the precipitation fall, and for most of our area, it looks like it is going to be snow. However, there is some warm air that will mix in, so there is the potential for a changeover to rain, especially in areas to the south and southeast of the Capital District, and if we get into a spot of rain, that's going to knock down your snow totals. But for most of our area, it looks like it should be mainly just snow. Now, this is a rather unusual setup. It's not a typical setup for a winter storm. So that means the forecast snow totals are a little bit uncertain leading into the storm. The storm may throw a few surprises our way. I think in general, most areas end up between 3 and 9 inches of snow accumulation across our area. There are going to be some lighter amounts, especially far to the south and southeast where there is more rain than snow. And there may be a little bit of some heavier snow accumulation, especially north and west of Albany. That's where some areas may pick up double-digit snowfall totals, specifically through portions of the Green Mountains, especially in the higher terrain, portions of the western Adirondacks, and also the Catskills. So a setup where maybe a little bit more snow falls north and west of Albany, and we're likely to see less south and east. But for most of us, it looks to be a moderate snow event tonight, ending mainly before the morning commute tomorrow, though across the north, it may linger into the morning commute for your Wednesday. So plan for slippery spots tomorrow morning. The other concern is there is going to be a rush of cold following the snow tonight. So anything that is slushy will ice up rather solidly for the Wednesday morning commute. Then tomorrow afternoon, we have to watch for an Arctic front coming through. That's likely to trigger some scattered snow showers and squalls. And some of these squalls may be quite intense tomorrow afternoon, resulting in near zero visibility and additional slippery snow accumulation that's going to cause problems on the roads wherever those snow squalls occur. And that's going to be followed by a bitter shot of cold for Thursday, though fortunately the cold here not quite as bad as it will be off to our west. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, cloudy with snow, low 10 to 15, with single digits west of the Northway. And for tomorrow, snow ending early, a blend of clouds and sun with an afternoon snow shower or squall, windy and cold with highs in the teens. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta, tonight cloudy with snow ending overnight, lows in the single digits. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, afternoon snow showers and squalls, windy and cold with a high around 10. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, cloudy with a mix of snow and rain ending overnight, lows around 20. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, afternoon snow showers and squalls, windy and cold with highs in the 20s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, cloudy with snow ending overnight, a low of 10 to 15. And for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, afternoon snow showers and squalls, windy and cold with a high around 20. Region-wide on Thursday, variably cloudy, a few snow showers north, windy and very cold with highs in the single digits to near 10, wind chills well below zero, and on Friday, partly sunny and still cold with highs in the teens. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.